This is Katie McCowan, and you are listening to the Best Day Ever podcast.
Have you been encouraged by the Best Day Ever podcast? Has something you've heard on our show changed the rhythms of your day-to-day life? Our podcast is part of She Laughs Ministries and supported by listeners like you. Your gift of just $2 a month can help us continue to meet women in the middle of everyday life and equip them with God's truth so that we can all live every day as our best day ever. Go to shelaughsministries.org/give to partner with us today.
Hello and welcome to the Best Day Ever podcast in this July episode. Hey, if you missed last week's episode, I would love for you to go back and listen. We have our guest April Ortiz on the podcast this month. And last week, April and I had such a great conversation about swimwear and what to wear and how to dress with confidence and really why it's so important. And if you missed last week's episode, let me go ahead and introduce April again because we have her back on the podcast this week. But April is a trained Christian image consultant who has a heart to challenge and equip young women to live biblically. And one of the ways that you can do that is how you dress. And so April, welcome back.
Oh man, I'm so glad to be back. You know what? We've been having a great time, Katie, and I'm loving this.
and you know what? We have more to talk about. And so I kind of want to pick up where we left off in our last conversation, because what we were talking about is how we can actually love our neighbor by how we dress our bodies. And I feel like that is brand new information. We don't really talk about that much. When we talk about dressing ourselves, we don't talk about loving others and how dressing ourselves, we can do that. So April, tell me more about that.
Absolutely. So yeah, for those who were not here in the last podcast, just wanted to really challenge everyone to really think of what we put on our bodies as an act of worship. And again, we want to go to the Bible always as our foundation for everything that we talk about. And so just taking from Matthew 22, verses 37 through 39, where Jesus says, he was asked, what are the two greatest commandments? He said, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. It says, this is the first and great commandment. And the second is like it, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. And so when we're considering what it is that we're going to put on our bodies, and especially right now when it's so blazing hot outside, and we're thinking about, I want to honor the Lord. And it doesn't mean that I need to cover every inch of my body because it's hot outside. You know, the Lord knows that, but we do want to take these things into consideration. We want to consider the fact that what I put on my body, is it something that is going to reflect more of Christ, which Christ is reflected when we see him rather than seeing more of ourselves in our bodies. And the other part of that is just loving our neighbor and that we take them into consideration. Something that we don't consider is, for example, when we go to church, you know, why do we go to church? We go to church because we want to fellowship. We want to learn about the Lord and that kind of thing. And I just have to think that there's so many people that go to church out of brokenness and hurt. For example, men that maybe are struggling with pornography, women that are struggling with all kinds of insecurities and issues. And so we want to be able to be a blessing to our brothers and sisters in Christ and take them into consideration. And so in a way of loving our neighbor, we want to make sure that the things that we are wearing are not a distraction to them. Now, again, it doesn't mean that you have to go to church in a turtleneck in Texas in the summertime, you know, we don't want to do that, but we definitely want to take those things into consideration because we love them. Because the reality is, ladies, is that all these things that we do begin in the heart. And a lot of times why sometimes we get caught up in, well, I feel insecure and I'm struggling with this. You know, we need to go down to the nitty gritty, the root issue of our problem. And a lot of times the reality is it's that we feel less than, we don't feel beautiful in comparison to someone else. And so like I challenged in the last episode, talking about we are called to think on things that are true. And the reality is that's not who we are. You know, I was challenged by this. I get challenged by this myself. Katie and I were talking about that. Before the Lord has us speak, he always puts us to the test on things to practice what we preach. And I remember that one day in particular, I was out on a date with my husband and we were in this fashion square and we're in Phoenix. It's about as hot can be out there. And there were all kinds of women walking around and they were, you know, half naked, most of them, and some of them even wearing swimsuit tops and that kind of thing. And I just remember that I just immediately felt so less than. I just felt like, man, that woman's so much more beautiful. It, you know, she is over here warring for my husband's attention. And then immediately I thought, you know what? I'm a godly woman. What am I called to do? I'm called to pray. So I began to pray and I said, Lord, help me. I am really, really wrestling with these thoughts. And immediately the Lord did not answer my cry. What he did was he challenged me. He said, you preach, love your neighbor. I want you to consider what insecurities that woman is feeling and that girl is thinking and that person is dealing with. And man, immediately I began to pray for every one of these women that passed me by. And the Lord began to reveal. I mean, if you have had any relationship with Christ where you are in prayer, you know that the Holy Spirit begins to show you things and allow you to see things in the spirit that other people are dealing with. And I thought, you know what? People see me as a godly woman. I need to take my stance as a godly woman and I need to intercede on behalf of my sister. Because we all know, ladies, that a lot of times when women are dressed half naked sometimes or there's revealing too much, it's because they are trying to gain that attention. Why? Because if we think our insecurities are bad, some of them feel like their insecurities are worse. And so God is calling us to raise the standard on the culture, I like to say, and to begin to live biblically in those moments.
I love how you kind of flipped the script there, because yes, so often in dressing, it is a game of comparison. It is, I am measuring myself based on how I stand with the women in this room or the women in my life or the woman on the TV show that I'm watching right now or the woman in the movie. And so I'm kind of trying to decide where my worth stands based on how I measure with the women that I see around me and what do they look like. And those two words, less than, oh man, I think that we can all think of a time or a season, or maybe we've never known anything different than feeling less than. And how, as women who love Jesus and who know him as our Savior, who have experienced the redeeming blood of Jesus Christ,
amen,
and his perfect love for us, how we don't have to stay there. Okay, so that's the thing. It's not that we'll never feel that, but because we know Jesus, we don't have to stay there.
Exactly.
See, and I love how you pointed out that the women we are comparing ourselves to are doing the same thing. Yeah. They are not, I have not met a woman who walks around thinking, I have arrived with my physical self. I have reached the very best. There is no one better. I am the best looking person on the planet and no one's going to tell me any different. I haven't met that woman. I don't know her. Even the most beautiful women I know have, they can tell me things they don't like about their physical appearance. And so I love how you have given us a different way to even look at the women who that we maybe have placed as higher than us on this little measuring stick that we've pulled out, and we can begin to consider her heart and consider what we can't necessarily see, but because we know Jesus and we have a place to go when we feel that those less than feelings, we have a place to turn. We can take those thoughts captive and make them obedient to the truth.
There you go. Yes.
And then we can love our sisters that maybe they don't know Jesus that way. Maybe they don't have a place to go. Maybe they don't have the truth that we have, and we can love them in that place and we can intercede for them. And it's such a different way of thinking about how we approach what, how we dress and how we compare ourselves to each other.
Yeah. And this also spills into the way that we take care of our own bodies. I think that's really important. I mean, because when you're thinking about summertime, you're thinking about what I'm wearing and how I look when I'm wearing because of my weight or the way that I think that my features are, right? And I think there's this kind of like cute little thing that I do whenever I speak to middle schoolers or my husband and I used to be youth pastors. So it's something that I kind of would liken or give the example for these young women when talking about how we take care of our bodies to bring it home. And that is, I would compare it to, you know, you have a friend and your friend has asked you to be her cat sitter. She's going on vacation, you know, she's going to be gone for the whole summer. So you're in charge and you're super excited about it. Now, I don't know about you, but whenever someone leaves a responsibility like that in my hands, I think, oh my goodness, I better do my very best because I love my friend and I want to make sure that I'm taking the very best care of her cat that I possibly can. So what do? You make sure that you're feeding it on time. You make sure that you're playing with the cat, that you're just taking care of, you know, just making sure that it's taken care of. And I would even say that if you have a pet yourself, you're probably taking care better care of your friend's cat than you're taking care of your own. Well, here's the deal. Our bodies were given on loan to us from the Lord. And so when we consider how we're taking care of our bodies by the way that we feed ourselves, the way that we clothe ourselves, the way that we even look to entertainment, or we look to anything like what we're putting in our minds and our hearts, we need to consider that I'm on loan from God. I am not my own. You know, the Bible says that we are the temple of the Holy Spirit, right? So God and we belong to Jesus. Praise God for that. You know, and so when we consider all these things in light of what God has given us and we understand that, then man, it totally changes the way that we're taking care of ourselves. Where before it's like, I have this issue with eating and this and that. It's like, whoa, I don't even belong to myself. God is the one who is in charge of me, you know, and he's the one in his love and grace and goodness. He takes great care of us and he's given us these wonderful bodies that are able to exercise, that, you know, we're able to process foods and take in vegetables. And he even made it to where he put like these things on us where we're like, okay, if you eat junk food, it's going to make you feel really bad. I think God knew what we were all about. And so he said, I'm going to help you out. Let me just help you out here, make it a little bit easier for you. I'm just going to let you know that a little tummy ache is going to come every time you overeat something, you know, out of his great love for us. So we have this beautiful relationship with God and that he has gifted us these bodies that we have. And so in everything that we do, we understand it's relationship with Jesus. It's our act of worship. Man, it just changes the way that we view and handle ourselves.
It's beautiful. I love that. And so let's talk, we've mentioned, you know, it is summer. And we're not wearing big bulky sweaters in the summer, most of us. So let's talk for a minute, just some practical things that we can do during these summer months, because the clothing gets less the hotter that it gets, it seems. So how can we love one another? How can we treat our dressing as an act of worship and not wear the turtleneck during the summer months? What are some, I don't know if you have some summer do's and don'ts, some things to avoid, some things that will work for us. You talked about the different body types. What are some practical ways that we can apply this to dressing in the summer months?
Okay, ladies, so we start from the inside out. Remember, if you're going to wear a transparent top, my advice to you would be to wear a nude colored bra. That way, if for some reason it happens to peek out of your tank top, then at least it won't be distracting to the people around you. And I think that's super helpful, just even for anything across the board, whenever you're wearing something, even any sort of transparent top, that would be good. Another thing, you know, we have our shorts. Now, oh man, if I had a dollar for every time a woman said, I cannot find the right size shorts. You know, back in the day, grandma used to make our clothing, right? Okay. Praise God for them. But grandma's not around no more. And we've kind of lost the beautiful art of sewing and tailoring. But I think it's so important, just having the right length of short. Again, you don't, you know, you want to make sure that you're not revealing yourself to the world. Again, we want to honor our brothers and sisters in Christ, but we also don't want to be hot. So Bermuda shorts are great. But honestly, you know, just making sure that if you kind of put your hands to your side and make sure that your short length is to your fingertips for sure, a little bit more than that would be great. And also just consider the material of the shorts that you're wearing. And I just want to kind of help you out on this. There's sometimes where there's women that wear shorts, they have such a struggle with them, and you have that little bit of material that kind of creeps its way up in the middle between your thighs. Okay, ladies, that is all based on the kind of material that's being used for those shorts. I know there's so many cute things out there, but no girl wants to be walking around pulling that thing down in the middle. It's just very uncomfortable. So consider the weight of the fabric that these shorts are made from. And that's really going to help you out, especially to moms out there who have little girls. Oh man, it breaks my heart every time I see a little girl that is struggling with her shorts kind of crawling up in the center. It's like, all you need to do is make sure that she's wearing the right weight of material, and it's going to help. It's totally going to take care of that problem. So
that's a great thing. I have not heard.
Yeah, absolutely. And then also, just, you know, sometimes we do have the tummy that's kind of a little fluffy in the center there, and it can be a bit of a struggle. We don't want to have that popping out. There's no reason for that. So just considering maybe even your waistband, it being like an elastic waistband will really just nip that in the bud real quick. But also just high-waisted things. Right now, praise God, they're in fashion. So let's take advantage of those. But yeah, those high-waisted things, because honestly, more than look at me, it's more like I want to be comfortable. Right? I mean, I think that's when we think as women, we just want to be comfortable in what we're wearing. So that's something to consider. Also, I know there's some women that want to wear the tank top, but maybe they struggle with how their arms look. You know, thankfully right now we have kimonos. Consider a kimono in just a very, very lightweight or sheer material. And that is really going to help you just to feel that beautiful confidence. And also just to let you know, ladies, if you have a kimono on and you wear that thing right, just the fact that it creates like a line in the center of your body is actually going to give the appearance of length, and it's going to thin you out. And like I mentioned in the swimsuit, if you're wearing a pattern, that's also going to take away, you know, the eye has nowhere to go. And so it's just going to throw the eye off and really give that appearance, of just having a very thinner body. So those are some things that you can consider as well.
So those are some do's. Talk to me. I'm thinking about tops, and I'm just wondering if there are any don'ts. Like, I'm seeing like a lot of crop tops, or, you know, I don't know if these are still in style, but like the tube tops where it's completely, you know, like, am I calling it the right thing? The tube top where it's just like the band that goes under your arms, you know? Then there's the ties, you know, some of them tie in the back, or maybe they have an open back, or some of them tie in the front. I'm just curious if there are any don'ts, and maybe it's not just tops. Maybe there's some don'ts for shorts too. Are there any don'ts, some things that we just need to just avoid?
Absolutely. Yeah. When I was a youth pastor's wife, I had the unfortunate job of having to tell young ladies that they were dressed inappropriately. That didn't sit well with me. I said, Lord, there's got to be a better way. I began praying about it, and the Lord revealed something really interesting to me. The reality is that many of these young women grew up in a situation like mine. I grew up in a fatherless home. My mom was a single mom out of the home. No one was there to teach me how a young woman should carry herself or dress. And so because of that, I went to MTV, VH1 at the time, and I looked, okay, how is Madonna dressing? How is Cyndi Lauper dressing? Okay, I just know she looks cool, and she's cool, so I want to dress like her. Today, we have Pinterest, Instagram, and YouTube. And what are the women looking at? They're looking at how to dress this way or that way to look like this or that. So the thought process that the Lord gave me is like, let's teach them how to do it properly. if you give them the do's and don'ts, or like if you give them the way that they can look their very best, like we teach with the dressing for your body type and what colors look best on you and knowing your personal style, then man, that nips that in the bud real quick. You know, it gives them an opportunity to actually have the freedom to enjoy what they're wearing. And some of them, you know, let's just be honest, some girls just have it. They love dressing up. I know I'm one of those girls. As a little girl, that's what I did, you know? And so it's just a freedom to know we're not bound by these things, but it's an expression of our worship and our love for God.
I love that. I love the difference because we do. We tend to go, oh, don't do that. Oh, no. That's not good. But I love just the subtle shift of it's not don't do that. It's, hey, let me teach you how to do this, to do this in a way that glorifies God, to do this in a way that loves your neighbor. But I do. I love that shift because it doesn't feel good when somebody's like, oh, no, you're doing that wrong or don't do that. But instead of almost feels shameful when you talk about it like that. So instead of approaching it in a way like, oh, that's shameful and you should be embarrassed, it's more like a, hey, here's how we want to do this. And I love the positive spin on that. So April, thank you. I feel so much more confident in approaching these summer months with confidence and being able to dress in a way that honors God and loves my neighbor. And as we close out this month on the podcast in this little summer series piece, is there anything else that you want to leave with our listeners?
You know, I just want to, again, just encourage women, live biblically, honor God, worship Him with your all, including with what you have. And again, thank you, Katie, so much just for the privilege to be able to share time and space with you here and to be able to bless your listeners.
April, thank you so much. And we are going to put in the show notes April's website and some of her social media handles so that you can stay connected with her and learn more from her. And there's just so much wisdom there. And we have been so blessed, April. I love your heart for Jesus and how that can and should overflow into everything we do, including how we dress our bodies. And, you know, we've said it before, but every day we put on clothes. And so it's helpful to have some guidelines and some things to help us do that with confidence so that every day we can live it as our best day ever.